This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Fighting every urge to get a pretzel hot dog this morning. Are you smarter than Kevin? He wants one so bad, ladies and gentlemen, from Noah's Bagels, but... I keep telling him it will ruin your stomach. And instead, you know what? You should go to Garden of Eatin' Restaurants, which is a proud sponsor of Are You Smarter Than Kevin and Katie? And get yourself some breakfast there. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville, and they're amazing. Let's play with Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
You are caller 17. Congratulations. Jackpot is up to $220 and... congratulations also, because just for being caller 17, we've got a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom for you. So you're already a winner.
Thank
How
you.
About that? All right. Kevin's going to leave the studio. Thank you.
Bye.
Cheater. And I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question 1. Breaking news this morning. There will be a huge prisoner swap with Russia. Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovitz, among many others, are finally going to be freed. And Whelan, a former Marine, he has been held in Russia for 5 years. This is a very exciting day. What is the name of this Russian city? Saint what?
Petersburg.
Question 2. Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky competed last night and won the gold in the 1500 meter freestyle. That alone is impressive, but it's the fact that she beat second place by 10 seconds that is what is got everybody talking. What country currently has the most medals in the Olympics? Is it China, America, or France?
America.
Question 3. I don't know who thought it would be a good idea for Donald Trump to talk to the National Association of Black Journalists, but he did yesterday, and it was a complete disaster. Besides the fact that he was aggressive and belittling to the interviewers right away, he also questioned whether or not Kamala Harris was black until his own team pulled him off the stage and cut it short. It was... I widening. Who is the famous black journalist from Sacramento who now hosts NBC Nightly News?
Lester Holt.
Question 4. Speaking of Kamala Harris, SNL is getting ready to lampoon her and bringing back alumnus Maya Rudolph to do it. Rudolph will play Harris in every episode from now until the election, and if Harris wins, she might play her for the next 4 years as well. When Rudolph was on the show, who played President George W. Bush?
Dana Carvey.
Question 5. Tiffany Haddish went on a podcast and said she conned people out of money when she was younger. She sold her used panties on Craigslist by saying that they were Halle Berry's panties and she was Halle Berry's housekeeper. She sold them for $300 a pop. So if she sold 14 pairs, how much is that?
$300 a pop for 14 pairs.
Yep.
Sorry, one second. $4,200.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in here. And Natalie, where are we going today?
Dropping my kids off at daycare and then going to work for the state.
Dropping the kids off at daycare and then going to work for the state. You know, Kevin has made the point very much that today's payday for state workers, and he's very jealous about that.
Well, it's the beginning of the month.
Natalie's ambivalent to it.
Okay.
She says she doesn't really need the money.
Wow.
Independently wealthy.
Wow.
All right, she's on hold now. Kevin, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, question one. Breaking news this morning. There's going to be a huge prisoner swap with Russia.
Oh.
Paul Wayland and Evan Gershovitz, among many others, are finally going to be freed. And just to remind everybody, Paul Wayland has been unjustly rotting in a Russian prison for 5 years. That's amazing. What is the name of this Russian city? Saint what?
Petersburg.
Yes! How'd you know that?
I was watching the news this morning.
Oh. Question two. Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky won the gold last night in the 1500-meter freestyle. Okay, that's awesome. But it was the fact that she beat second place by 10 seconds.
10?
10 seconds. That's like just an idea of how much faster she is than everybody else. What country currently has the most medals in the Olympics?
America.
Wow. Yes. Doesn't even need the multiple choice.
Well, I've been keeping score. I like it.
Did you see North Korea won their first gold medal?
Mm-hmm. Did they really win it, though? Wink, wink.
Question three. Donald Trump spoke to the National Association of Black Journalists yesterday, and it went as badly as you think it did. He was aggressive and belittling to the interviewers right off the block, and he even questioned whether or not Kamala Harris was black until his own team pulled him off the stage and cut the interview short. It's wild. Man. Who is the famous black journalist from Sacramento who now hosts NBC Nightly News?
Oh, people are going to be pissed. I don't know this.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
I don't know. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is not black. Nope, yeah, nor from Sacramento.
I got nervous.
Lester Holt.
Is it bad that I've never seen
Lester Holt? He's a very famous journalist. Went to Cordova High School. Graduated from Sac State.
Oh, Stinger's up. He's a fellow Hornet. Let's go.
Yeah, right. Question four. Speaking of Kamala Harris, SNL's getting ready to lampoon her, and they're bringing back alumnus Maya Rudolph to do it.
Oh, she's fun.
She is fun. Rudolph will play Harris in every episode till the election, and if Harris wins, she might play her for the next 4 years. When Maya Rudolph was a cast member on the show, who played President George W. Bush?
Wasn't it Will Ferrell?
Yes.
He's hilarious.
Will Ferrell.
Did you see he's about to go on tour with, what's that one band? Never mind.
Will Ferrell's going to go on tour with a band?
Yeah. It's funny.
I did not
It's supposed
see
to be funny.
All right. All right. Natalie, you said Dana Carvey, that's who played George Bush Sr. I said George W. Bush. Okay. Question five. Tiffany Haddish went on a podcast and said she conned people out of money when she was younger. You're going to love this story. She sold her used panties on Craigslist.
What?
But advertised them as Halle Berry's panties. And she said she got them because she was Halle Berry's housekeeper.
Stop. That's so clever.
She sold them for $300 a pop. So if she sold 14 pairs, how much is that?
What if I started doing that?
Answer the question.
I'm doing the math while I talk. Unlike Katie, I can multitask.
Wow.
$4,200.
That is correct.
And now can we answer my question? What if I did that?
You want to sell used panties?
And say it's like, I don't know, Channing Tatum's.
Like your, I mean, let's ask Natalie. Natalie, would you buy Kevin's used underwear if you thought they were Channing Tatum's?
No.
No.
Oh. Ew.
What if they were free?
I don't want anybody's used underwear.
Period. Oh, okay. That's right. The right answer,
That's
Natalie.
That's the right answer.
And
yeah.
The DJ is Swedish House Mafia that Will Ferrell's going to perform.
What?
Yeah. He just released it on his Instagram yesterday.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, final score. Natalie got 4. Kevin got 4. It is a tie.
Tie
goes to Kevin. We add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But Natalie, you got that 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Okay?
Okay.
What is it that you want to tell us?
Today I am just as smart as Kevin.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Stay on hold. We got to get your information coming up next on the show. What is the... if you're a parent, you know that kids are weird and do weird things and like hiding things in your house. Well, Katie's daughter is hiding something and it is creating a huge problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.